Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
On today's Saturday news, Tony Khan has another massive announcement incoming. A new stipulation has been added to tonight's Elimination Chamber show. Huge world title matches have been made official for AEW Revolution. And is WWE bringing back Saturday night's main event? Hello everyone, I'm Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and you may be wondering where in the hell Phil Chambers is. Well, I'll let you know what he's doing. Nothing. He's not here. He's left me on my own on a Saturday, and you're going to get very bored of seeing my face today, because not only is Phil not here for the day, Miller isn't here either, so I'm going to be doing loads of ups and downs later on today. You're going to get sick of my face, but I don't care. But to kick us off for today's Saturday news, we've got some huge stuff we need to talk about when it comes to Tony Khan and his massive announcements, because he likes doing announcements, and he's got yet another one coming right your way, because he has spoken about a massive one, a massive thing he has got in the pipeline. He was talking to Busted Open Radio about this, and I'm just going to read off the quote, what he said. I've got my laptop here, so let's get to it. It says, "There will be a lot of news in the week ahead. I don't know if I will get it out or done by tonight, but stay tuned in the week ahead, hopefully. I am working on something pretty big. It will be massive. I don't know if it's what everybody will expect it to be or think it is, but it will be a big deal in pro wrestling. I'm looking forward to hopefully making it happen. Stay tuned. Hopefully I will get it done and have more to announce soon." So the wording of that makes me think it's probably not going to be like a big wrestler or like a Forbidden Door person coming into the company or something like that. A lot of people seem to be speculating that it could be a super show. It could be like a big thing, like maybe even a partnership with New Japan Pro Wrestling or just somebody else. Maybe Ring of Honor, if they're starting back up now, they could get them together for a big old super card. That'd be quite fun. But Meltzer as well also added on top of this, my thing's going crazy, I've got notifications, loads of stuff. But he also said that he's been in meetings. He was in meetings all day yesterday as he was attempting to get this announcement, reveal things. My brain is on fire right now, but he's trying to get this out there as soon as he can over the next week. Maybe he'd even pop it up on Dynamite this week. That'd be really cool. That'd be exciting. So stay tuned, because Tony Khan looks to be at it again, trying to get this big old announcement coming up. But speaking of big announcements that happened last night on SmackDown, We had a bit of a strange reveal, because obviously you've got Ronda Rousey. She's going to be in this big match at Elimination Chamber tonight. That's happening tonight. And Phil Chambers is going to be streaming that and talking all about it. That's why he's not here now. He's probably sleeping. He's probably not. He's probably out walking Salty, because that dog needs to go for a walk. We love him. So, Elimination Chamber, what is happening? Ronda Rousey and Naomi, they're going to be teaming up against Charlotte Flair and a one-handed Sonya Deville. And obviously, Sonya Deville's arm was smashed and snapped and destroyed by Ronda Rousey. And they were having like a typical WWE contract signing on SmackDown, when Sonya suddenly went, "Hey Ronda, getting all cocky now, yeah, with your two arms? Well, here's this contract. Look at the contract that we've all just signed. It says in the fine print that you have to wrestle with one arm behind your back." And this was because Rousey apparently had loads of interviews and said that she could beat up Sonya with one arm tied behind her back. And Ronda was like, "Yeah, I can. So even if we're going to do this, I'm still going to tap dance on your face." That's actually what she said. It was a moment. It was a weird thing. But that's happening. We've officially got a match at Elimination Chamber where Ronda Rousey is going to have one arm tied behind the back. That's going to be a thing. I think I've seen in the past we've had people be handcuffed. I think I remember Eddie Guerrero was handcuffed in a match once against, was it Kurt Angle or something on SmackDown? But I've never seen just one. I think she could still batter anybody with one arm. She's a violent lady. But that is obviously going to go down tonight. The premium live event, which is WWE Elimination Chamber tonight on Peacock, WWE Network, and In Your Nightmares. So on to the next thing that's going to be happening. Well, it's going to be happening pretty soon. It's going to be March 6th. Obviously, we're going to have Revolution, AEW Revolution on last night's Rampage, which, of course, I am going to up and down later on somehow with whatever is left of my brain. We've got some huge matches that Tony Khan announced on that show. So, first up, probably the bigger of the two. I mean, they're both pretty damn big, but maybe marginally just the bigger of the two. Is Hangman Page is going to be defending his AEW World Championship against Adam Cole, baby. That is now official. Adam Cole battered, well, didn't batter, he had a pretty good match with number 10, Dark Order's number 10 on Rampage, low blowed him and then hit him with the boom because that's what Adam Cole does, he's a dastardly bastard. And we also had Thunder Rosa is now going to be officially coming up against Britt Baker for her AEW Women's Championship. And obviously if you've been watching Dynamite, Rampage, all these shows over the last couple of weeks, you've seen these two have come head to head, they've battled it out, and Rosa is now the number one ranked person to be taking on Britt Baker. They had an epic lights out match this time last year, I think it was now. So you pretty much know these two are going to create magic. This card to go with MJF against CM Punk and what looks like Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley on this card and maybe Eddie Kingston against Jericho. It's just, my jaw is going to fall off. It's probably going to dislodge. I don't know what's going to happen to my brain when this event happens, but it is happening, so thank the Lord.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And another thing that looks like it could be happening in the not too distant future is the return of Saturday night's main event. But hold your horses, it's probably not going to be on television. There were a few reports going out there that the specials that are going to be going out, these live events, which are going to have this Saturday night main event branding. A lot of people were saying these were going to be televised and put on Peacock. That turns out not to be the case. That's what PW Insider are reporting at this time. But this Saturday night main event branding is going to be used for live events. They're going to be scheduled on Saturday, April 23rd. That's going to be in Montgomery. We're going to have April 30th at the RP Funding Center in Lakeland, and these tickets are going to go on sale on February 25th, and that's going to be starting at $24. I'm not sure what that converts to in pounds because I'm an idiot. If you know that, just pop it in the comment section for this stupid man over here. But these live events are going to be exclusively Raw branded shows, so sucks to be you, SmackDown. People like Bobby Lashley, who's currently the WWE champion, Becky Lynch, the Raw Women's Champion, Damian Priest, United States Champion, and so on and so forth. They've been advertised for these events and these shows. Again, they're not going to be on Peacock or TV as a this moment, but you never know in the coming days, coming future, if there is demand for it, they might tape them because they've got the power to do that and they've got a lot of cameras. And these are just things that they're going to put on post WrestleMania 38, I guess. Like, it's a well-known brand or a name, whatever you want to call it. People are probably going to line up just to go, hey, I went to Saturday night's main event, I did that, woohoo. That's going to be a thing, I guess. Like, if you don't know what Saturday night main event is, it ran for 36 episodes. It was a late night NBC special, and that first debuted in May 1985. Also aired as three Fox specials in 1991, 1992, and then they brought it back to NBC for two specials in 2006, two in 2007, and one in 2008. So there's some trivia, store it up in your brain when you go into your next quiz or a quiz that we do at some point in the future, you'll know these things. I'm the gift that keeps on giving. I know, that's what I'm like. But we've talked about the news, now it's time for some Twitter questions. I know I'm like a great ball of rampaging SmackDown fire today, so let's just talk about some things. So the first thing we're gonna talk about here is Frankly Salinas, which is at Frank_Salinas86. They say, what do y'all think of AJ versus Cody for the WWE title? This would have to include a Shock Styles victory in the Chamber match, of course. It's his birthday this Saturday. Oh, so hopefully we get some good matches. Okay, so happy birthday to you. That's probably the main reason we've got your question on here, just to wish you a lovely happy birthday. But you're being very presumptive here that Cody's going to pop up in WWE. I've not heard this news. Is Cody going to go to WWE? Of course, it looks like he is. I don't think AJ is going to win the Elimination Chamber. Hate to break it to you. I think Brock's going to kill everyone. He killed the table on the Pat McAfee show the other day, if you've not seen that. So I think if AJ Styles is going to resemble that table, he might be in trouble. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't know, AJ versus Cody would be a pretty good match when it does happen at some point in the future. And now it could. Now it could if he comes to WWE. So fingers crossed that that is a thing. So on to the next and final question of today's news video. I know time is seriously flying today, isn't it? We've got Mark Solid, Solid in like brackets, at Marcus Solid. Morning legends, happy Saturday. It says legends, plural. Only one legend here because Phil is a dotter and doesn't show up to work. With Cody heading to WWE, what's the next wrestler you think will jump and thoughts on an eventual invasion when they have enough that jump? Apollo says, hi, that's a dog. Hopefully the dog picture is on screen. This is why I've chosen this question, because I like dogs. And who do I think is going to be the next person to jump over? It's a tough one. Probably would have been Chris Jericho before the news of obviously his contract running through to 2023 and the rest of it. I believe Jake Hager's deal might be up soon. He's looking shredded, and I don't think that's a coincidence. If Vince McMahon looks over and sees Jake Hager / Jack Swagger looking shredded, he's probably going to go, pal, why don't we get this all-American into WWE right now? Yeah, that's a good impression. That's all you're getting today, okay? It's Saturday. I'm tired. That's the best impression you're going to get. But that has been your news today, your Saturday news. I've just put the laptop over there, like my hopes and dreams are going to go down there too. Let me know what you think of them in the comments section right down below, what you think of all these news stories, big announcements on Elimination Chamber, on Revolution, on just AEW life when it comes to Tony Khan. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Follow everyone here at What Culture, at What Culture WWE. Don't forget to like this video, share this video, subscribe to all things What Culture and Wrestling. Don't forget to check out Ups and Downs, which are going to be heading later on today onto the channel with myself in my lovely grey rock t-shirt, because I'm not changing. Screw you, it's a Saturday, I'm chilling too. But for the most part, just enjoy yourself. We've got the Elimination Chamber, which is going to happen tonight. We've got Phil doing his brilliant stream. Probably Salty the Dog's going to rock up at some point. That's life right now. I love it. It's great. Saudi times, they just keep on coming. But for all the time in between now and then, have fun. I'll see you soon. Mwah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.